Team involved have just arrived back in the West Country after being awarded their gong at the ceremony last night, and we can talk to the co-founder and co-director, Rachel Drummond-Hay. Welcome onto the show, Rachel.
Thank you.
I've only watched a few minutes of this, but it's compelling. It really does draw you in. The person at the centre of it is Ahmed, who's the guide, the boy on the bicycle. Mm-hmm. How did you find him?
Well, we set about to make a programme about the refugee camp, and to be honest, until we went out to actually do the filming, we didn't have any children at all to film. So it was a kind of very fast turnaround, finding some contributors. We knew we wanted to find somebody who could speak English, and that in itself was quite a problem.
Did you know you wanted a child at that stage?
We definitely knew we wanted children, yeah. So it was a commission by CBBC, so it was for children, and it was about the voice of the children. So set to work and came across Ahmed and three other kids who, all of them in their own ways, were remarkable children. Mm. And the great thing about Ahmed was he had a bicycle. So he was able to kind of literally be a tour of the camp for us.
Mm. And what is it about him? I know he has his bicycle, but there is something about him, isn't there?
There is. He's an incredibly kind of poetic boy. And people kind of have watched the programme and said to us afterwards, you know, did you kind of give him lines? Because some of the things he says is just so kind of mature just really kind of poetic. And I just think you can't kind of help but just be drawn into him and his world and his story. And, you know, terrible things have happened to him and his family, but equally he's got incredible optimism and kind of resilience and ambition for the future. So yeah, he's an amazing character.
It's a really topical story to share. It's also one that's quite emotive as well. How did you end up getting it commissioned?
Well, we had connection with UNICEF, and we decided we wanted to make a film set in a refugee camp with kids.
So that's the charity, isn't it?
So that's the charity. And we then went to CBBC, because we've made other programmes for CBBC, and said, you know, we've got this fantastic opportunity. We haven't yet got any children, but we believe we can find them. So they took a kind of a punt on us, really, and trusted us enough to go out and, yeah, find the kids and make the programme.
Were you one of the team that went out there?
I wasn't. No, we had a fantastic director called Stefania. And she was chosen partly because she's a great filmmaker, but also because she's worked in kind of quite extreme conditions. So we needed somebody who was resilient themselves to be able to just kind of up and go to a camp.
I wonder what that feeling is of going there, not quite knowing if you're going to get your contributors, but having the weight of, you've signed an agreement that says you are going to deliver a television programme with these components and these people.
These people, and in a very short number of days, and lots of kind of bureaucratic things to get around as well. So, you know, restricted hours on the camp, the fact that most people didn't speak English. So, yeah, it was quite a big ask of her.
How long did you have to film there?
We had 3 days for her to find the children and then 4 days for her to film it.
Gosh, that's nothing.
No.
Because actually part of the story will be written when you're there as well, won't it? It depends on what your guide Ahmed, what it now turns out that he also saw as well, because I guess you want to weave that into it too.
Yeah, and also, you know, we went out there, we didn't realise that the weather was so extreme. I mean, I know it's flooding here, but there was a flood one day, there was a sandstorm one day, there was boiling hot blue sky another day, and incredible dryness. So we had it kind of all within the 4 days that we were filming. Mm. And different people, different stories. So yeah.
I know you mentioned that it's for children's TV, but I wonder what extra perspective you think it gives looking at it from a 16-year-old and then other children in the camp.
Well, I think for us, our dream, you know, it was commissioned for children, and it's fantastic. It's been seen now by children across the world, actually. It's been Asia, South America, all over. But I think it's a really important programme as well for adults and parents of children to see, because I think it just offers a different perspective on war and, you know, seeing how war affects children. It's like we hear a lot about war kind of on the news, but actually, you know, these are the people who's, you know, the world's, it's the future of them in the world, and it's their lives that are affected. And I think it just brings a very, very different perspective.
I think there's two things, you know, that I got in the short clip that I saw. It's one is how children, because you're watching the children, I know adults manage to as well, but life really, they make some kind of life go on, which is remarkable. So the resilience, but equally knowing that it's also limited by where they are and the fact they've left everything and life to a different degree. It is on hold. It's not the same, is it?
It's totally not the same. And I think in a way, living in a refugee camp, you know, there are schools there, that, you know, they are free, but they're also restricted in a way. It's like being in an open prison. They can't leave the camp. And I think that in itself is just extreme. And also a lot of these children have come from very, you know, normal, quite middle-class families with, you know, parents who work and nice houses, and they're suddenly living in a tiny space in a kind of container. But yet they still want to be architects and doctors, and, you know, they have high ambitions to kind of go back and fix their country once the war's over, which is just amazing and so kind of touching to see.
You mentioned about not being able to leave. There is a shot, isn't there, where there's pictures of the children on the other side of the wire fencing with the barbed wire and the spikes on the top of it, because you really can't leave. So you got the BAFTA.
Yes.
Congratulations for that. How important is it in terms of getting more exposure for a piece like this?
I think it's hugely important, and I think the BAFTA in the UK is kind of the pinnacle really for us. So it was just such an honour, and we were up against some really big brands, Newsround and Blue Peter and Operation Ouch. So for us, it's kind of, wow. You know, we're quite a new company. It's just coming up for our 5th year birthday. So to kind of have such a huge award at this stage in our kind of life is just, we couldn't have asked for more. So it's really, really amazing.
Well done. Well, nice to talk to you this afternoon. Thank you for coming in and sharing what it is that you've been doing. And based right here in Bristol, it's the production company Drummer TV, and that's Rachel Drummond Hay, and they've picked up a children's BAFTA for their film. It's called The Boy on the Bicycle. If you look online, you'll be able to see it. You'll see a little snippet of it. Thank you so much. It's 24 minutes past. And time for us to see, well, how the roads, how the buses, how the trains are faring this afternoon. And Ollie's got you all the details.